Joy Hemp, the author of I Am Transforming, Creating Meaningful Change Through Empowering and Inspiring Thoughts. And today I'm going to read Chapter 2, The Power of Thought. I started a bookkeeping practice in 1985. I decided to name my business, a hyphenated word, the word catch hyphen up, catch up. After seeing a secretarial service using the name and realizing that bookkeeping for most people is a process of catching up. Accountants tend to describe record keeping for small business as working in arrears. So I thought it was a perfect name and cute too. Then I noticed that my life was becoming a process of catching up. And I realized that I've been affirming that with the name of my business. I stopped using catch up as my business name and started using my name. That worked fine since I was renting space in an office along with attorneys, and that made the receptionist's job easy to say office of and my name like she did for the attorneys. When I moved my office home, I was back to naming my business. I came up with quote A Positive Balance and have been using that name ever since. A Positive Balance can touch on different aspects in my life or my clients' lives of energy, stress, and finances. I even met someone who thought I was a therapist with a name like A Positive Balance. My bookkeeping clients also seem to feel more balanced after I work in their office. I guess I should also mention some have folders labeled the Joy folder where they put their problems that they need solved. They seem to feel better with the items being in a joy folder as it lightens up the stress related to fixing or recording bookkeeping records. Do you see how the words we use reflect how we feel? What words are you using and what are you affirming? And how is it affecting your life? Again, Joy Hemp, the author of I Am Transforming, Creating Meaningful Change Through Empowering and Inspiring Thoughts.